So today we are continuing on our study of the area. We are on Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We are currently looking at a bunch of more agadic statements and not necessarily related to Aaron, but here we go. Rav Amar on the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Amar mi b'mi shemesim atzmo achzari avonav v'alpnei beito kore. So, talking about a person who makes himself cruel to his sons and the household like a raven in order to learn Torah. Kihad Rav Ada Barmatna Havak Azil Be Rav Amra Laila Devitu Yanuki Didach Ma Avidlehu Amrlai Mishlimu Korme Bagma. So Rav Ada Barmatna was basically was about to go learn. His wife said to him, "What shall I do for your children? Right? How am I going to feed them if you're not here? Because you're going to go learn." So he said, "Here are all the korme, the rushes and the marsh already gone. Meaning, if they have not right, so if there's no bread, they can eat that. They can eat salad instead, basically." So Michelle and the son of all. Okay, that's not necessarily how you. We don't really pass in that way, but. So now we're doing interpreting a different pasuk. We finished one from yesterday, and now we're stating that and he repays them that hate him, the face that destroys them. This is from Dvarim. So Rabbi Shimon Levi says, what do you learn from here? That if not the verse were not written that God repays them, it would be impossible to utter it in difference to God, because it could be understood differently that as you would never actually say this, that like a person who bears a burden on his face, we just throw it off. That's how God is relating to us when we sin. But it would be untenable to say that God is unable to bear our sins. So if not really God said it, then we would never be able to utter said words, such words. Well, you're out here, so no. Right, so the second half of the pasuk is, you shall not be lax to those who hate him. So, Amar Rabbi Elah, Lusonav, Hu Delo Yacher, Eval Yacher, Tzadikim Gvorim. Right, so God will not be slack in punishing those who hate him. But for those who are absolutely righteous, right, so their reward does not come immediately, rather it waits for them in the world to come. Hana Dom Rabbi Shimon Levi, Maidatim Asher, Nochim Tavcha Hayom Lasotam. So why is the pasuk saying, again, the following pasuk in Dvarim, that as I command you today, Hayom Lasotam, shall do them today, Lom Lachar Lasotam, and don't do them tomorrow, Hayom Lasotam, Umaha Kabaskaram. You do the mitzvah today, and hopefully tomorrow, i.e. the world to come, you'll receive your rewards, but you'll not necessarily see them in this world, though. Amar Rabbi Chagai, V'jim Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Ma'ad Yichtiv Erech Apayim, Erech Av M'Bailei. Why does it say, Erech Apayim, the plural, would say God is slow to anger. Why are we saying, why does that not say Erech Af, the singular form? Why does it say plural Apayim? So Ella, Erech Apayim LaSadikim, Erech Apayim LaShayim. This means that God is long in bring the suffering two ways. He is long in suffering. It means he delays punishment for the righteous, as well as he delays punishment for the wicked, meaning neither of them will get punished right away. They'll both have an opportunity to choose. Okay, so now we're back to our discussion about Erevin. Rehuda Omer Ad Beis Atayim. So now we're talking about the maximal size that you're allowed to close by our possibly routes. Let me share some diagrams so we can have a little better picture of what we're talking about. Okay? So here we go. Beis Atayim. We can see the photo, I hope. Okay, so everybody can see. So if something's unclear, please let me know. And now back to the Gemara. So Ibailhu, we're talking about the maximal size. Bor upasin kamar or dilma bor vlopasin kamar. So basically, do we include the boards in the Beis Atayim or the boards outside of the Beis Atayim? So right, so which one is it? So Adam Notani and Abvorov, Logan's Rinam Dilma Ati Latultule, Yotir Meza Time Bakarpath. So now we're talking about the case of how does this work? Do we say the person's always focused on the well, so we're not really worried about him carrying outside. Like, really, the one he cares about is the well of the cistern in the middle. So, and that's what he's going to be following. So, therefore, you could put the pasta outside. He's not going to carry parallel to the pasta. He knows he's just up before. But if we say Dilma Adam Noten and Abakitsoto, or maybe we say the person actually focuses more on the walls than he does on the water. Because maybe you'll end up being confused between the case of Pase Bidrod and the case of a Karpov. Right? Karpov is an unenclosed storage space that's not meant for residential usage. As opposed to the Pase Bidrod, which is an area which is used to gather water from a well. So right, so we don't want you to compare the two, even though they're very similar in some respects. Either was with Trimbitz on time, you should not be comparing the two of them. So that's why we might be inclined to say that you should put the walls inside the Bitz on time as opposed to for the Karpov, which they can go outside. So Tashma. So now we're gonna try and figure this out. So Kamahein Mikoravid. Right? So how close will the words be? Kaday Roshov Rubush Paras minimum size. Kamahein Ruchakin, what's the maximum size? A possibly route, a field core, a field core rhyme, even for size of a core or a two-bait core. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beit Satayim Mutar, Yoter Beit Satayim Asur. Rabbi Yehuda says exactly Beit Satayim is fine, but more than that is Asur. So Arul Rabbi Yehuda, Yetza Moda, Bedir, Vesar, Umukse, Vachatzer, a field bait, Chameshe Karim, Beit Aser Karim Shutar. Then the other Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, do you not agree that in the case of, yeah, we mentioned this before, of a pen, a stable, a backyard, and a courtyard, that you could have it, there's no maximal size. So we're talking about maximal size here. For armor land, do machitza of Inopas. Rabbi Yehuda's like, no, there's a difference. That's, we're talking about real walls. Here, it's not real walls. Here, what we're dealing with is pasim. And the boards for the pasim road are not the same as a normal wall, because they're not all there. Right, so Rishum ben Elazar, Omer, Bor, Beit Satayim, Beit Satayim, Mutar. So Rishum ben Elazar says that even if the pit is, if the cistern is 2 Beit Sa'a by 2 Beit Sa'a, meaning it would be much larger, right, not a total volume, but more than that. So, the law, right, so then it would still be allowed. The law, Amrul Harchik, El Kadei Rosha, Ruba Shal Parah. Right, and they only said the distance of the only really relevant measurement is as long as the boards are at least the head of the majority of the body of the cow away from the cistern. Tami de Kamar Rabbi Shimon ben Lazar Bor v'lo pasin miklal. So since Rabbi Shimon's statement only talks about the boar, and he does not mention the word pasin anywhere, so he's only talking about so. Michlal, Rabbi Yehuda, Bor, Upasin, Kamar. That applied that Rabbi Yehuda said when he's talking about both the cistern as well as the boards inclusive. Velohi, Rabbi Yehuda, Bor, Velo, Upasin, Kamar. No, why do you say that? You just said Rabbi Yehuda was, yes, there are Upasin there, but he wasn't including that as measurement. Yehachi, Hadin, Rabbi Shimon, Lazar. But then wait, isn't he the same thing as Rabbi Shimon, Lazar? No. Yikubinayu, Arich, Lekatzi. No, the question is whether or not if it's long and narrow. Right, and then, so according to Rabbi Shimon, it only works in the case of it's actually square, Beit Satayim by Beit Satayim. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that is the total volume. I don't care what shape you actually make it. Anything rectangular is good enough. Kol Amar Shimon Elazar, Kol Avir Shneshmi Shaladira Togon Dir Vasar Umukse Luchatzer Afilo Beit Chamesh Korim Umbeit Aser Korim Mutar. So there's a general rule, say by Rabbi Shimon Elazar, that as long as the area enclosed is going to be used by, is used for the purposes of dira, the purposes of living, such as, again, this is what we had before, of a, this list looks very familiar, right? We've got the dwelling, we've got a pen, we've got a stable, a backyard, or a courtyard. Even if, right, so all these things, even though they don't necessarily have, you know, a full wall, like, you know, entirely complete walls and roofs and everything else we normally get from a house, but because it's meant for living purpose, used for living, for a person who's living to constantly use, therefore you have the maximal limit of 5 or even 10 bent cord carrion. Behold, dearest Utashmish Lavir, any dwelling that is not used as a dwelling, but is used for outside usage, you go and borrow Granin Shavasadar, such as the field huts, Beit Satay, Mutar, Yeter Beit Satay, Masur. But when these, as mentioned earlier about the Borganim, the little guard huts that were outside protecting the fields, so for those you don't have the same, you have a limited area of the Beit Satayim. You don't get the full but based on limited area that you'd have for residential areas. Okay, now we're at the Mishnah. Matnitin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Hayat Derek Jutarabim Masvatam, Lakel Sadin. So now we have the case where if the public thoroughfare is going right on through the Pasubi route, right? Everybody's in the diagram number right over here. The question is, do you need, number 40, do you need to move the Pasubi route over to the side to allow for passage around the Pasub, not directly through the Pasub? So Rabbi Yehuda says you should move them. Chacham says you don't have to. So now we're going to try and figure out why this is. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Hamar Tarvayu, Kano Diyaka Kochan Shamachisa. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the pain is very clear, just how strong the halakhic walls are that they are not, that a pasin is that they will not be broken down people walking through, and therefore you'll be also allowed to carry. So Kano Svirlay, so you really mean to say that the Chachamim agree with this as well? Bahama Rabbarchana Rabbiokanan, Yerushalayim Ilmala Daltan in Alot Balaila, Khabin Alam, Ishum, Rhatrabin. Wait, what do you mean that like that these walls work? Then we say about Yerushalayim that Rabbiokanan states that you actually need to actually lock the doors, right? So here's an example of a picture of Yerushalayim. Again, so what the picture has, this is more of the modern state, modern one, but point being is that if anybody's ever seen the Midbar map, you'll know, it's very clear, Rosh Hashanah going right through the middle where the Karta was back 1500 years ago. So that's, there's a real Rosh Hashanah, and that Rosh Hashanah would have made the whole thing problematic, but for the fact that it's locked at night. So since it's locked every night, therefore it's no longer considered to be Rosh Hashanah. So that would imply that people's usage of the things, if you're not properly locking them, that means that it's Rosh Hashanah. The way you say, how is Rabbi
Yochanan
saying?
We're not going by the 600,000 interpretation. We're just saying public thoroughfare or Carmelis.
Correct. We're not dealing with 600,000 right now. Correct. Okay. That's more, that doesn't really talk about it. That's talked about a lot by the Rishonim, mentioned by Rashi, and taken as basically Halacha Moshe Sinai by pretty much everybody. As far as the Gemara is concerned, they talk about Rosh Hashanah. They don't play with how many people have access. They simply say they're dealing with the physical features and its usage, not necessarily the numbers, not playing with numbers.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is our diagram. So you'd have to have locked your Yerushalayim on both sides. If not, you'd run into issues. How explain Rabbi Yochanan how you hold both cases of sometimes that people going through destroys the Rosh Hashanah for carrying, sometimes it doesn't. So how do we answer it? Elakan, the lowest fear, rather, what's it as follows, that, right, that Truth of Common may have expressed that idea, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree. Rabbi de Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda. And we ask the question of Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi ad Rabbi Yehuda. The problem is that their opinions don't match up now, which is a big problem. So how are we going to fix this? So to Tanya, after all, can I'm Rabbi Yehuda, where another statement is his. Where he would say that you can use Rosh Hashanah. So me shehayu lo shtei batim mishneitz skinei Rosh Hashanah. Also lechi mikan v'lechi mikan okor mikan but also not to mensa. Amrulo ein ma'arvin Rosh Hashanah mekach. Okay, so this is another thing we recorded earlier, that if you have, let's say if I had two houses on each side of Rosh Hashanah, So we'll go. So let's say this photo here. I had a house on the right, and number 40 house on the right, house on the left. Then
I know that.
If you had a house on the right, then house on the left. Then you would. Then the question is, can you use the area in front of your house through Shutter Abim? So Yehuda is saying yes. All you have to do is put either a latke on both sides or a kor on both sides, and you're good to go. But the Chacham said, no, you can't fix the Shutter Abim that way. You have to do something else. So the Kashya Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kashya Rabbanu, Rabbanu. So the problem here is that we see that the Rabbi Yehuda is here stating that you need to do something in order, because the Shutter Abim be going through. And here the Rabbanan are saying you don't need to do something, which is the opposite of our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda's kadrish, it's not a problem. Hatam di ikash tem yechitzot ma'ayda. There, the reason why he says that you can fix it with lechir korah is because you have two full walls on each side. It's not dealing with pasim; they're real walls. Hakam lechit tem yechitzot ma'ayda. Here we don't have good walls at all. They're just pasim. So the Rabbanan, a Rabbanan not a lo kasha. We solve the question of the Rabbanan as well. Haka ik arba mechitzot, hatam leka sham arba mechitzot. By Pasri Ro, there are four mechitzot, so even if the mechitzot aren't necessarily full walls, there's still four of them, that's sufficient. Whereas in the case of Shutter Abim, you only have two walls, and we're not going to let you fix the Shutter Abim that only currently has two walls by using a lechi or a korah. You need something more. So Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yosef, Amar Yochanan, Eretz Yisrael ein chayavin. So now this is a very interesting statement. So Rabbi Yitzchak Berisiv says, in Eretz Yisrael, you are never liable for carrying in the Rishat Harabim. So, Yadiv Rav Dimi Bakamar Lei Lahash Madada. So Rav Dimi sat and recited this halacha. Then Amar Lei Baye Rav Dimi. My time, he's like, what's going on? Why are there no Rishat Harabims in Israel? Like, how is that possible? It's a country. It's large. Like, what are you talking about? There's roads. So ilmale mishum demakif le sumo de tzor mehakisa o machna de gader mehakisa. So again, we're continuing on still in Baya's question. So on Chaf Bez and Bet, if you say this law is because there's Israel surrounded by these are geographic features we're talking about. There's Sulma de Tsur, the ladder of Tsur, so this is like the Judeo-Syrian rift. So that's on one side, right? That's Sulma de Tsur. So one side, Umhel to Gader Mahagisa, and the other side has got the slope of Gader on the other side on the other side of the mountain range. So now it basically means that all of Israel is surrounded by walls, because we've got a gap on each side. So if you want to try and use that, then Babel Nami. Makifly prat mehagisa vidiglat mehagisa. So you want to say the same thing, then by Babel there's the Tigris and Euphrates. So then what are you talking about? So what is it? So then Babel also should only be Rishat, when it could be considered Rishat Rabbim, it'd only be Carmelist at worst. So the Chule Alma Nami Makif Akianos. And wait, but isn't the whole world surrounded by oceans? Tell him Ma'alot Amorto Kamart. Maybe you're rather, you know, maybe he could have meant the fact of like continental shelves, or the case of, you know, of the fact that there are rivers on two sides of things, even though they're really far apart. Maybe he was referring to the fact that there's a lot of mountains in Israel, and because of the mountains going up and down, they make walls, and therefore you never truly have Rishat Rabim. So Amar Lei Karpafna Chazitin LeReishach by Amudi Kemar Biyochanan Lahash Madada. So, before we continue on, let's just look at the two different features. Okay, so we've got the Sulma de Tsur, which is the Shirak. Okay, according to Bereshit, these are what exactly they are, so we just might have to look at. I quoted the answer in Rift, but again, different opinions. So he says that it's the cliffs by Tsur towards the Mediterranean Sea. And then when he says the case by Gardner, he's referring to there being the Judeo-Syrian rift. Okay. So then also some people, so and then And then the fact that the whole world is surrounded by oceans, so we've all seen pictures of the globe before. So, right, so or we could be talking about the mountains, which is in this photo. So the question is, how does that work? So then, like, what is going on here? Like, when will we start allowing larger geographical features? Technically, everything is surrounded by a wall. If you look hard enough, you try hard enough. Question is, when is it likely? Now we're going to continue, right? And for as far as the question of using oceans and using sheer cliff faces, it's a very big machloket halachalamase. For more on that, you can see a lot of the debates surrounding the Barents Erevin surrounding Manhattan that took place around a century ago, as well as debates surrounding the modern Erevin in Amsterdam and elsewhere. If you'd like more information on that, please let me know and I will try and get it to you. Maybe if we have time, maybe we'll get to it another time. So, okay, back to the Gemara now. So, Omer like, Rapafna, Chazite, Lereshayat, Bayamude, Kiyamar, Biokalam, Lahashmajita. So, Rajmi said to him, man with a great skull, meaning you've got a good head on your shoulders. I saw that you were in Beis Medrash when you were between the pillars, you were in the pillars of Beis Medrash, when Rabbi taught this. And that, meaning that even though, like, there's no way that you could have been there, because Abaye didn't live at the same time as Rabbi Yochanan, but clearly it's as if you were, because you got it exactly right. So now we're going to say another statement of Rabbi Yochanan that'll further explain what we're talking about. So, Itmar Nami, Kiyatar, Rabbi, Amar Yochanan, Rabbi La, Amar Bimbo, Amar Yochanan. Now, either Rabin said this, or Rabbi Abba said this, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So what is the case? We're not stating that continental shelves and huge geographical features are necessarily change things out of because of the Rabbim. Rather, what are we stating? That because of all the various mountains and valleys in the courts of Israel, it prevents it from becoming a Rabbim, because it's not like Digle Midbar. It's not like the way the Jews encamped in when they were in the desert, which was a public domain, which was suitable for the passage of 600,000 soldiers, and all the women and children, which is a lot of people, right? So it had been just like we had our camp in the Midbar, since it's not. Therefore, that's why. Not because, like, oh, we really say they're walls. Just because it's just, the issue is that it's not someone else to dig like Midbar. So now we're going to try to figure out when do we mean, at what point do we say that these walls are, that these slopes and mountains and valleys and everything are sufficient to consider walls. So, Rochava asked this from Rava. Telemitlaket asar mitoch arba. So we said a telemitlaket, that means a mountain with a slope that can count as a wall. It has to go a rise of 10 tefachim within 4 amot. Rabim bo kimbo. And what happens then if many people start walking over this slope? Right? So what is it? So if we have a slope, but everybody uses a slope, what is it? Is it considered to be counted as a wall, or is it considered to be part of the Rabbim? So Aliba the Rabbanan, Loti Bayalah, because that's according to the Rabbanan, Hashta. Right, so the Rabbanan can solve the problem. So Hashla Umahad Hatam Denekatashmishte Amri Rabbanan Lo Atu Rabimat Lokhita Haka Lo Nekatashmishte Lo Kosh again. The Rabbanan would have a very easy answer. So we're talking about the case of the Pasibi Road. There, the use of the public going through is very easy. There's no effort out of your way. All you have to do is not walk into a wall, which is pretty easy because there's a large wide space in between the Pasim. But here, it's not easy to use because there's a slope, and everybody knows if you had to choose two ways to walk, and there's one way that's got a slope, and one way that's flat, everybody can take the flat way because it's easier. So call the Chomer that here we should be fine. So Kitibai lost Ali ben Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, you figure out Rabbi Yehuda as a way of dealing with this case of Telemit Lake. Why for him, how Telemit Lake affects his Shita, that you have to move it. So my Hatam, who the name of Tashmish today, I understand. That in the case of where public domain is convenient, ha'chahud the law nechadesh meishtei. La'vatar la'vatar b'matvachit. So if in the case where if convenient to use, i.e. the case of Leslie Rowe. So there, it's easy to use, yet Ryuta says it's saucer. And here, where it's not, then where it's not easy, not easy to use. So wouldn't you, of course, wouldn't you say that the public comes and mivat l'mechitza and they cancel out the wall? I'll do a loshna. You say no. These cases aren't comparable.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
No question. In the Rishita Rabbim, they're not carrying because you can't carry more than arba amas. So what is the circumstance that they're going to be having a problem going from Rishita Rabbim to Rishita Yachid because of a slope?
So it's like, so let's say here, on the top of a, you could, let's say you people could in theory carry on, let's say on the side of the or around the Talmud blockade in general, because let's say that's considered to be a wall and the area surrounding. We're saying that Talmud blockade forms a wall is the question.
Right.
And then we're stating that there is a public thoroughfare going right on through it. The question is, does this hill in the middle of the road cancel out the fact that this is a road? For Rishita Rabbim purposes, midoraita. Meaning, okay. We're not saying on Shabbos. We're saying in general, like the general status is what is it? Whether or not people are using it on Shabbos isn't the question. It's like saying that I'm planning a town, right? I want to know what zoning is this place going to get? Am I zoning this as a private area or as a public area or as a somewhere in between?
Okay.
So that's where.
Yeah.
Excellent question. So, okay. Okay, so we're still on the, okay, so we haven't quite gotten to that part yet. Okay, fine. So again, this is our diagram. We've got the road going through, people walking over. We're trying to figure out, is this case the same as the case of the Rishita Rabbim with the Rishita Rabbim? Okay, and people walking on through. Okay, so all these little people, those are all people, by the way. All those little, figures. Okay, so which one? So the question is, which one's which, and what's the right way? So, okay, so here, so we're trying to determine, is it based on the ability to use it or not use it, and its ease of use. So the word general according to the Rabban, because we could say that the case must be road is very easy to keep using it for the public thoroughfare, but with the slope, it makes it more difficult because everybody hates walking up hills. So, but the question for Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Pasbi Road, where it's easy to use, so then it makes, so that's one thing. But what do we do about the case where, about the case of the Talmud blockade? What does Rabbi Yehuda say is problematic as well? Would he say that because they're different ability to usage, therefore the cases are different? Or would he say that since in the easy case is Aser, Kalachomer in the case of the hard, of the Tel, which is the hard case, is also Aser? So, right. So then we're not sure what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is. So now we're going to try and figure out what is the limit of the case where Talmud blockade, where everybody cannot be considered to be Rishita Rabbim, right? Then where the slope is definitely too much. So Mafil Olin Lo B'Chevel, even if what about it's so steep you have to use a slope. So everybody's ever gone on hiking trails where they've got the stick pegged in, and they've got, the chain that you're following up the mountain because, they're afraid you're going to fall down. And, if everybody here has walked around, if everybody walks around Derech Avot, the old Roman road that used to connect from northern Israel to southern Israel, you can still walk it today if you had a vacation there. If you had a vacation to Israel, once that's allowed more easily, God willing, very soon. So when you're talking about those slopes, is that still considered to be that's like really steep? That's not like, because a rise of 10 falcon versus 4 amot is a slope of 1/2, a gradient of around 45 degrees, right? So that's still, that's not comfortable, but it's doable. But if we're talking about as far as the exact halakhic measurement, I'm not addressing that. because that comes down to machloket of how do you deal with the opinion of Chazitim Chaim Na'at, Lechomer and Lekula, and do you do it in both ways or not? So I'm not going to touch that right now. So anyway, the question is, does that work or not for the rope? So Amar Lai in. So he says, yes, that the case would not change without it's extremely steep. So then he says, ask again, the filu ma'alot beit maron, even as steep as the beit maron, that we still said that wouldn't be too steep for you. And he said, Amar Lai in. He says, yes. So, right. So again, maron, also, if you ever want to go, right. So here's a depiction of how steep it is. It's like, again, one of those intense hiking trails that you're like, even steeper. So, again, also you could go, also found in Israel, also an excellent place to go hiking. Again, maybe you'd be really able to go visit quickly and enjoy the hikes soon. So we say even then, he said yes. So eight today. So I'm trying to figure out, so I guess that means that the slope, no matter how steep your road is, it could still be considered to be Hutarabim if people actually use it like a Hutarabim. So Itvei, so now we're going to ask a question about Rochava asking Rava, that's his opinion based on another Braita. Especially this is a Tosefta. That Chaser, Sharabim, Hifasin, La, Bazu, Vyozi, Mazu, Shutra, Latuma, or Shutra, Lashabbat. So Rabbi says, if you have a courtyard that is surrounded by walls, but everybody uses it to cut through, they go on one side and go on the other side, it's considered to be your Shutra, Latuma, meaning it allows you to use it, Lakula, for Tuma purposes, Shutra, through Shutra, Lashabbat. And it's also considered to be a private domain for Shabbat, meaning you get the best of both worlds. It's neither Shetarab nor Shetayachid. It's only used in your benefit because it's a case of Safek, basically. But we view it as being beneficial to you. So Mani, who says this is the opinion that we would allow you to be lenient in regards to this thoroughfare that's got walls, but people use it as if it's a public thoroughfare? So Mani, who is this? Ilam Rabbanon Hashta Umahatam Dinei Tashmeshte. I'm Rabbanon Lotu Rabban Batu Titsa. Hafen Lotu Tashmeshte Lokos again. So according to the Chachamim's opinion, this would work just fine. This is a problem because you should say that just like by the Pasbi road, everybody can use it conveniently, and there the public does not make it no longer a Shetayachid. So then why would here would we say that happens? So like what's going on? Like why do we need this case? And what shouldn't of course obviously be a Shetarabim? Sorry, if you're being Rishat Yachid, not Rishat Rabim. So you're right. It can't be because they would be bought. They would say that doesn't matter how much. Of course, it's going to be fine. So why would you even state this? So rather, Ella Lav Rabbi Yehuda. It is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and maybe he would allow in this specific case. He'd say it's fine, but generally wouldn't. So because he differentiates between different types of paths in the Rishat Rabim. Maybe he'd say this is different than the case of the Rishat Rabim Pasbi Road. Well. La'olam Rabbanan. Rather, it's really always Rabbanan. Rishut Rabbim Latuma is Rechaveh. Rather, it's still called Rabbanan's opinion. It would say that the people won't be able to destroy its local status. Rather, it teaches us that you would think that it's Rishut Rabbim or Rishut Yachid, both for Tuma and for Shabbos. Here it's telling you that you can actually differentiate for this case that it can be both Rishut Yachid for one area of Halacha and Rishut Yachid for another area of Halacha without it being a contradiction. So now we're going to come and try and figure out again what Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and Chachamim's opinion are in different cases. So Tashma, Mvod, Mfulashot, Mvorot, Tichin, Marot, Kutiyachil, Shabbat, Rishatra, Mutuma. So now if you have alleyways that go straight through and they lead to, into cisterns, into ditches, or into caves, it's considered, it gets the regime status of Rishut Yachid for Shabbos and Rishut Rabim for Tuma. Do you literally mean that it leads into cisterns? Ella Livoro. No, not that it literally leads into one, because that would be a problem. Rather, it leads the path that goes towards the bore, towards the cistern. And then Rishut Yachid for Shabbat, Rishut Rabim for Tuma. And that's the case for Rishut Yachid for Shabbat, Rishut Rabim for Tuma, because it's not a true great thoroughfare, because it's not leading from road to road, from public domain to public domain. It's actually leading to a Rishut Yachid, and that means that it's not considered to be a full Rishut Rabbim. So, Samani. So who's this opinion? Ilim Rabbanon Hashta Umahatam Dunekla. So everyone says Rabbanon, so we can understand why, because they're both easy to use. Nechatash Mishte. Amri Loatu Rab Vat Mukhitza. So therefore we'd say that's where our case by the road is easy to use, is easy for the Rabbans to use, yet it's not, they don't cancel anything out. Haka. Lonechatash Mishte, look, let's give an art case. I mean, they keep talking about by the Tuma and Udrit Rabbim and the Boro and the Aller leading to the Weld sisters, etc. So, even more so, because it's less usable than the Pasuk Yerot were. Ella, love Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, is it Rabbi Yehuda's opinion then? So, we still haven't nailed down Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, so this is his? No. Lo, Rabban, Rishut Rabbim, Lachuma, Israelite. No. Again, it's the Rabbanan, and it's to remind you that still the Rabbanan say that we allow this for to be considered Rishut Rabbim for the purposes of Tuma. Let's try again. Tashma. Shvile Beit Gilgul v'chayotze behen. So the paths of Beit Gilgul, which are also difficult paths, and similar to them, Rishut Yachid l'Shabbat, Rishut Rabin l'Tumah. So these are paths that basically, even though they are basically used as public roads, because they're so difficult to traverse. Let's say it's the only switchback that can get you somewhere. In this case of the area known as Beit Gilgul. So maybe then is the, here we go. This was the case leading to the boar, but not literally into the boar, or that would be a different case. So here, Beit Gilgul. So then here, so this is a depiction of what it would look like according to different opinions, right? So it's either a very windy path by, you know, going up down mountains, or it could be, think one of the paths, the very windy snake type paths or circling paths to go around a mountain. Again, the only way to get there, but it's very difficult to use, right? True, it is a path, and it's the only way to get to the city on top of the mountain, but it's not, you would ever call it an easy trek. So, and we say those that, again, that has the interim status of, we let it be considered a Yerushut Yachid for Shabbos, but Yerushut Rabim Latuma. Okay, but Ezu, Shvile, Beit Gilgul, which one's which? Like, what other paths are like those paths? Because it's great that you mentioned the one city with its paths, but how about we want to learn everything else from it? It's not helpful to tell us just one case. We want to know what's unique about that feature of that city that allows us to learn more things. So I'm going to be Rihanna, Kol She'ena Eva Yacholi Tol Sa'a Shalchitin V'yarut Livnei Sardiot. So what is it? Go to the school of Rihanna. I say, there's any path in which a slave is unable to take a Sa'a of wheat by hand and run before an officer, despite a fear of him. Meaning that if the slave can't quicken his pace for fear of being whipped while going up the mountain, like that's how steep it is, while carrying this heavy, this burden, then that means that it's too steep. So that's when it's too difficult to traverse. Like that type. The money, who is this? Ilay Marabanan, Hashta, Mahatam, Sargon, compared to two cases. Again, Dinik Lushmeshday, Amirabanan. Right. So in that case, either case of Basi Birot. Right. So there it's easy to use, and we say that people coming through don't destroy the walls. So here, of course you wouldn't. No. So do you really mean to say the paths of Beit Gilgul? Yeshua Oheg Yisrael Ahaya. Amma Batigen Lehem Drachin Uzracha. Kol Echad Nechad Hashmishtei Masar L'Rabim. Kol Echad Nechad Hashmishtei Masar L'Yachin. So wait. What do you mean that, so that now Rava is, that's thanks for Rachel's whole proof that he's trying to bring. He says, what do you mean by Beit Gilgul? Yeshua, this has nothing to do with, you know, a technical leader of one city. We're talking about all of Israel. What did Yeshua do when he conquered land? So he was a true lover of Israel. So what did he do? He made sure to establish pathways and roads and highways. And whenever they were easy to use, he handed that over to the public to control. Wherever it was inconvenient to control, those roads, they was considered to be a hand of an individual to take care of. Therefore, it's considered to be Rishut Yachid. So therefore, that's the reason why. Is it only helpful for Israel? She does nothing about the Dinim in Chutz Laretz. more is based on how to deal with Rose in Cliff Lawrence. You'll have to look. You'll have to look elsewhere because this is not play, this is not the right halacha for you. Okay. So now we're gonna do the Mishnah on the bottom. So. So whether it be a public well, a public cistern, a public well, or a individual well, you can use pasi birot on it. So, okay, so this is from the previous half of the mission. So, okay, that was showing you the picture of a bore. Okay, so aval levor yachid, but if it's only individuals, cistern, osim lo mechitza gavoa sarat tvachim. Rabbi Kiva says, for a individual cistern, you have to make true walls, they don't let you use the kula pasi birot. Rabbi Huda ben Baba says, ein osim pasin elo v'er harabim bilvad, v'lashar osim tagora gavoa sarat tvachim. Rabbi Baba says, when are you allowed to use pasi birot? Only for a public well, but for every other type, what must you do? You'd make a set of leveled walls using ropes, and it must reach 10 tefachim, which seems quite similar to what Rabbi Q's opinion of that you need a full wall. Just use a lot of these leveled walls. Rabbi Kiva stating that the leveled walls are insufficient. You seemingly need to use true walls. Okay, so now I'm just going to summarize through pictures what we've done so far, and then I'll also see if we've learned enough Rabbeinu. We'll throw in a little bit more of the Hilchos Lamasa and some of the debate. So we started talking about what's the maximal size for Beit for the Pasuk Yirot. Is Beit at times that include including the boards, not including the boards. We discussed whether or not the shape has to be perfect square, whether or not you're allowed to have in regular shape or not. That we then a large part of our discussion centered around the ability to the question of can you put a when you put Pasuk Yirot in Rishus Rabim and people are coming on through, do they cancel out the wall or not? So some of them say they don't cancel the walls, whereas Rabbi Huda says they do. We brought a whole bunch of proofs this way and that way. We discussed the status of a large city and of Yerushalayim and how in order for to fix its Rishus Rabim you need actually to lock the walls, sorry, lock the doors and to fully block it off, otherwise it's not good enough. We'll also discuss that if there's a wall on each side of the public thoroughfare, whether or not that works or not, there's a chum versus Rabbi Yehuda. We haven't brought many proofs about both ways. What we discussed about the cases of natural geographical features, such as a continental shelf, or if you put by the water, and as well as water in general, does it work or not? As well as, again, use of steep valleys. So some examples of where people do use it versus when they don't use it. So an example that I lived in Washington Heights near UQ University. So there they had these very steep cliffs going through. So they used the steep cliffs because they were, you know, very easily, you would fall on the road stop at some point because there's a cliff right in front of you. Like being the top of the cliff was about 30 meters up. So it's in like, and there's like, you know, steep stairs going up. So even though you could use this, so because there's literally a wall in front of you, so that was considered to be useless of all. Whereas in the case of Manhattan, where they normally wouldn't, it's technically Manhattan. You could say that because of the Hudson River on one side and the Atlantic Ocean on the other side, you could have said the entirety of Manhattan Island is considered to be an island, and therefore you should be able to carry, as some were wanting to say. But Moshe Feinstein and others said no, because only would work if you had truly had a cliff leading into the water, as in the case of swimming with the sword. And so this depiction would have worked, but it would not work in the case where it's under the water, because then it tends to end up being a gradual gradient. And even if you were to say, let's say by what continental shelves intersect, let's say the Mariana's Trench or elsewhere, which it is, you know, miles deep, that still wouldn't work because that's too far away. And we generally only allow you to use the features of walls when they are readily apparent and obvious, not when they are hiding onto the side. We discuss the case of why a cut stair with gaps is different than a We also discussed the difference between if the alleyway goes straight to a well or a cistern or another area of usage and why that's not considered a flourishing tarabim. We discussed cases of super steep paths and why those get interested in being yachid. And lastly, we started on the next Mishnah, which was talking about the whether or not, which we have also quoted the Gemara previously, about the cases of the reshut of the when we allow you to use Pasvi Rahat, of do we allow you to use it for every single body water source, or is it limited only to the ones meant for the public usage versus private usage, or based on its ability to run out or not? Okay, so that is the end of the night for today. If you have any questions, you are welcome. Please ask them. If any people have to go, everybody is welcome to leave as well.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.